on Robin Hood Radio, where it's always a pleasure to welcome the next gentleman to Robin Hood Radio and talk about the different things that he manages to do on a regular basis. We're going to go book style today. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon is presenting The Inconvenient German, an in-person book discussion with author Peter Steiner. That'll be Sunday, December 4th at 4 p.m. And Peter, once again, it's always great to speak to you, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving, and a happy holiday season to you.
Thank you, Marshall. It's nice to talk to you, too.
So let's talk about this novel, The Inconvenient German. Give us a little nutshell review of it, though, what to expect from it.
Well, it's the third in the series. The first one was The Good Cop, and it's about a policeman a part-time policeman, because he keeps getting fired for insubordination, and then he's hunted by the Nazis. And in this book, this is right towards the end of the war. He's on the run, and he's also running an underground organization, and they have some serious run-ins with the Nazi operatives and the SS, and then the war ends, and he finds that he still has people to deal with, because it turns out that a lot of the former Nazis find their way into the post-war German government. This is all true, by the way. This did happen. And anyway, that's kind of the story. He's inconvenient to the Nazis, and it turns out he's inconvenient to the new government and to the Allies.
Was he in fear of actual reprisals and retribution from the Gestapo, even though supposedly they were in power?
It was no longer the Gestapo, but now a lot of the old Nazis have found their ways into democracies and into the East German, into the communist government in the East, and there are people there that would like to prevent him from finding out where they are. So, yeah, it goes on and on.
And that's where the Flower Gang comes in, right?
Yep. Well, the Flower Gang is before the end of the war. They're the ones who are helping people who need to get out of Germany, helping him get to the border, and including some Jews, and in this story, an American pilot who has been shot down.
So there's extra incentive for the Germans who were part of the old government to actually go after him in their own eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, at the end of the war, it was a strange time as we look at it back now, because we ourselves as a country brought in some Germans to help us on the missile side of things. And then you have this book, The Inconvenient German, which shows that the end of the war was not a quick turnover for Germany, actually.
No. I mean, it was for Germany. For the average citizen, it was terrible, but for the people that had been in power under Hitler, not all of them, but some of them who were sort of had been making plans for the end of the war, managed to survive just fine. The head of Germany's, and this is true also, the head of a man named Galen, General Galen, was the founder of Germany's, post-war Germany's, version of the CIA, and he was a former SS man who was in charge of Hitler's Russian intelligence, his service, well, what do I want to say, his intelligence service on the Eastern Front. So this man made a smooth transition right into, you know, from one power position to another.
So this book is your third installment, right?
Yeah.
Is everything from beginning to end actual fact, or in the other ones, is there other things woven in?
Well, these are novels. These are historical novels.
Okay.
So the history as far as I have been able to determine, is true, but a lot of the characters are fictional.
Now, how did you find out about this? I mean, this is not something that is well known.
Well, it's something that I've been interested in for a long, long time. And if you read enough books and prowl around on the internet, you find all this information. If you look up General Gehlen, G-E-H-L-E-N, on the internet, which I just happened to come across a story, and I started prowling around, and there it all was. It's none of it is secret.
Wow! And were you kind of as the book progressed, as you started writing it, did it change at all? With the more you found out, did the direction of the Inconvenient German change at all from when you started writing it to when you got into the middle of it and the end of it?
Yeah, it did. And that has more to do with the way I write than with finding out. I mean, the way I write is that I find out new stuff as I go along. I don't have the book plotted at the beginning. I just have an idea, a rough idea, and I start writing. And then as I'm writing, I'm doing research, and I'm finding out, oh, this happened. So then I bring that in, and the book develops in that way. So in a way, the way the story turns out is as much a surprise to me as it is to the reader. I just know the answer first.
I think what's interesting about the way you write is you get a better chance to develop the characters much fuller and bring much more life to them.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. I mean, that's what really interests me. These books are called thrillers by the publisher. I think of them just as novels, and I think the character, the main character's name is Willie Geismeyer. I think he's the most interesting thing about the book. Not the plot. Here's a guy, you know, standing on principle against all odds, and that's kind of fascinating. And while it's not something we see frequently, it's wonderful when we see it. So.
You know, as I sit here talking to you, and you know, you're the Inconvenient German. By the way, Peter will be in Sharon. Now, the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, of course, is well into its reconstruction and updating project. So the Inconvenient German at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, the in-person book discussion with Peter, it will be at 15 New Street in Sharon. That is the Legion building, simply because of the construction. And it is an in-person event, Sunday, December 4th at 4 p.m. As I look at you writing this book and your different novels, and then I know that you're a painter, and then I know that you also are a magnificent cartoon writer with great satirical cartoons. How do you jump from one to another to another?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I can't really. I mean, the cartooning is maybe the most essential part of me. I mean, it's what where my soul is. So I have a kind of satirical mind that's always working. So that's always available to me. But from painting to writing and back again, that's not a jump. That's a slow transition. And I haven't been painting for a long time, and I'm kind of eager to get to it. And when I do get to it, I'll lay the writing aside for a while.
Yeah, and I guess, like you say, the cartoons pretty much keeps your imaginative and inventive flow going on a daily basis, obviously.
Yeah, and it's a much smaller process. You know, a cartoon is a matter of an hour or two, or maybe a day if I'm having trouble with an idea. But yeah, so it's started and over on the same day.
Did cartooning come along as a surprise to you, or did you always like to do that up front?
Yeah, that was the first thing I did. I've been drawing cartoons since junior high school. And it somehow, and wanted to draw them before that, even before I really understood what they were. And so that's kind of where my soul is. And the writing was a surprise to me. I knew I was an artist, you know, painter and draftsman, but I didn't know I was a writer. So that happened, gosh, now it's been about 20 years. And I was in my 60s when it happened.
And because you're such a successful writer, it probably came along even as a bigger surprise.
Yeah, that somebody actually wanted to publish what I wrote was pretty remarkable, and still surprises me.
Well, once again, The Inconvenient German by Peter Steiner, December 4th from 4 to 5 p.m. Hotchkiss Library is putting this on. Once again, it will be at the Legion Building because of the construction that's going on at the library itself. The program is free, but you need to register in advance because limited spots are available. And there will be books available for purchase and signing. More information at hotchkisslibraryofsharon.org. And then go to the events page, and you'll find it there. Peter, it's always great to speak to you. It's always great to open up the newspaper. And the first place I go to as I look for your cartoons to get my little laughter of the day, even though they're funny, they're written about very serious topics. But it's always great. It's always great to see you in the journal and to hear about these new events that you do.
Thanks, Marshall. I really appreciate it.